Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me today is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
And by telephone today, we have Tony Sertich. He's a commissioner with the IRRB, which is the Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Board. Welcome to the show.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So, Tony, last week we learned about the IRRB and kind of what it does. We learned that it doesn't take any taxes from the state of Minnesota, but rather gets a special production tax. It's a local tax that is sort of in lieu of property taxes from the mining operations up in that part of the world. And we also learned that it is the only state agency that is not housed in St. Paul. So we learned a little bit about what the IRRB does in terms of economic development. And so Marnie has a question for you.
A lot of people who don't live on the range or don't go up there much, when they hear mining in the Iron Range, they still have this image in their heads of the 1970s when everything was shutting down and everybody was out of work and everything. How's mining doing now?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I get that a lot where they say, isn't that where they used to mine up in northeastern Minnesota? We did go through some very tough times in the late 70s and early 80s and again around 2000, but I'm here to tell you that mining has made a significant comeback and are seeing some of its highest employment levels in the past 10 years. And the other interesting phenomenon is we're going through a generational shift. 10 years ago, in the last downturn, 70% of the employees were 45 years or older. Now today, about half of them are over 45, and we have 1,000 more people working in mining. So we're seeing a lot of folks retiring, and these are some of the best-paying jobs up here in northeastern Minnesota. And so it's an industry that's not just significant to the Iron Range, it's not just significant to Minnesota, but it's important for the United States. There are only two places in the United States where we mine taconite that makes steel. And steel goes into almost everything in our lives, from our transportation system to our buildings, to our ships and to our military. And so the only two places they're mining taconite now in the United States is in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and right here in Minnesota.
One thing that occurs to me too, Tony, is that with that younger demographic, that means young families, that means you're going to be growing your population perhaps a little bit better than you would normally have if everybody was over 45.
Yes, and we face the same rural challenges that are everywhere else. You see population losses for a lot of communities. You see folks, you know, leaving, especially to go to larger cities, especially to go to college. And so we face those same challenges. And that's why here at the IRRB, we focus in three key areas. We do business development, we do community development, and workforce development. We're turning to an era, and it's hard to imagine when you're coming out of this Great Recession, that we're going to have this baby boomer generation retiring. We're going to have young people who we need all of them trained in the skills for the jobs of today and tomorrow to get into that workforce to support our economy. And these people are going to have an opportunity to live wherever they want. And so these are areas of economic development that we at the IRRB also focus on.
Tony, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Tony Sertich, he's commissioner with the IRRB in the Iron Range of Minnesota. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.